25 Drum Tips to Make You a Better Drummer by Stefano Ashbridge, drumlessonsinla.com. These tips about practicing and playing the drums were compiled from the Drum Set Bulletin newsletter at drumlessonsinla.com. Some of these are somewhat obvious tips that not everyone implements, while others are a little more inventive. Whether you're a beginner or a more experienced drummer, I hope there is something here that will make your drumming journey a little easier and more fun. Here we go. Number one, you can get some cool muted sounds from your acoustic drum set by placing a spare drum head upside down on top of your drums. Depending on what head you use or how your drum is tuned, this usually gives you a beefy, thuddy sound, if that's what you're looking for. There is a company called Big Fat Snare Drum that has taken this concept to a whole nother level. They offer different heads of thicknesses and also drum heads with tambourine jingles attached to them for different sounds. Number two, if you play really hard and have a problem with your snare drum moving around, try loosening the snare basket so it's not too tight. Also, make sure the stand's legs are retracted considerably. This usually isn't a problem for your own drum set, but when I have to play someone else's or a rehearsal house kit, that's the first thing I look for if the snare stand is moving around. Number three, when considering the tempo of a song, the vocals are a good guide. Sing the song to yourself to make sure the lyrics don't sound rushed. I usually use this tip when I have to count off a song on the spot without any preparation. Number four, if you play with loops, treat them like another instrument. The loop is conveying a feel and groove that we need to play with, not over. This is usually a problem because as drummers we get used to playing with a metronome or loops just for the sake of keeping time. But if the loops are going to be included in the performance for the audience to hear, then the whole thing needs to make sense musically. Number five. Use words to help with odd time phrasing. For example, think of a five-syllable word or phrase like hippopotamus while playing in five. This can be helpful if you haven't internalized the odd time signature like five or seven. Six, video record yourself playing drums. You will be amazed at what you can learn from this. Everything from your setup to the look on your face. I have found this to be very helpful in my drumming journey, but one tip to go along with that is I used to record my whole 2-hour practice and then I needed another 2 hours to take a look at the footage. So I recommend recording shorter parts of whatever you're working on to analyze. 7. Making time to practice will usually involve the cooperation of others in your household. Whether it's a significant other or roommates, let them know your goals and how important your practice time is to your improvement. Come to an agreement on when you can have uninterrupted practice time. Number 8. One way to spark some creativity in your playing is to give yourself some limitations. Play along to songs with just your snare drum, or try playing songs with just a kick, snare, and hi-hat and nothing else. You may come up with some good stuff. Number 9. If you have trouble playing with a metronome, it may help to think of it as an instrument being played by another musician, like a cowbell, in perfect time. Number 10. If you feel stuck in a creative rut with your playing, one thing that may inspire you is to move your drums and cymbals around, change the order of your toms, or take away or add things to your kit. Number 11. Practice the rudiments along to music. It makes practicing them a little more fun. Find songs at different tempos to keep challenging yourself. 11. Practice the rudiments along to music. It makes practicing them a little more fun. Find songs at different tempos to keep challenging yourself. 12. If you find it difficult to find the time to practice, try this. For 1 month, make a commitment to practice for just 5 minutes, 5 days a week, for the whole month. Most likely you can find 5 minutes to practice and will usually want to play longer. After you've made a habit of doing it consistently for a month, increase the time to 10 minutes, 5 days a week, for a month. then 20 minutes, then 40 minutes, then 60 minutes, or as long as you can or want to. If you can practice specifically targeted material consistently, you will definitely see improvements. 13. To get some drumming ideas, play phrases from your favorite songs on the drums. For example, work out the guitar lick on the drums, rhythmically. 14. When playing odd time signatures, it can help to break down the count in groups of threes, twos, and ones. For example, think of a measure in 7/8 as a group of three and two groups of two. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. 15. Write down the serial numbers of all your drums and other equipment, and also take pictures, so you have a way to identify them if they should get stolen. 16. If the claws on your snare stand keep opening up when you play the snare, applying some plumber's tape on the threading just below the adjustment mechanism should keep it in place. 17. To save time when changing snare side heads, use some paint or nail polish to mark the position of the straps or wires that hold the snares, so you can put them back exactly where they were. 18. Use a can of compressed air to help clean out dust between the lugs and places that are hard to reach with a cleaning rag. 19. If your drum has a strip tension rod and you don't have access to a spare, some plumber's tape wrapped around it can temporarily keep the drum in tune. 20. If you have different size sticks in your stick bag, consider marking the butt ends with different color marker or tape to distinguish the different pairs. This helps if you need to get certain sticks in a hurry. 21. If you have many stands that you set up and break down, it can save time to color code or number the parts that separate so you know which part goes where. 22. To save time when setting up your drums and to ensure you set them up the same way every time, use memory locks on your stands or mark off the heights and angles on your stands. If memory locks are not available, you can use hose clamps. You can get those at any hardware store and they're usually not expensive. Also, use a drum rug and mark where all of the stands go. A drum rug will also ensure that your bass drum does not slip away from you when you are performing. 23. Keep a toolkit with spare drum parts, drum keys, snare wires, etc. in case something breaks or goes missing and needs to be replaced ASAP. 24. While in transit, you can protect the hi-hat pull rod, the part where the top hi-hat actually clamps onto, by extending the tubing all the way up. If that makes it too tall for your trap case, take the pull rod and the tubing off and store them together. Keep the hi-hat clutch clamped onto the top of the rod so they don't separate. 25. If you mic your drums or anything else and have problems with the microphone slipping from the clip, put a rubber washer or a rubber band on the far side of the mic between the mic and the clip. Thank you for listening to this guide. It is my hope that it will help you to become a better drummer and make your drumming journey a little more fun. Stefano Ashbridge, drumlessonsinla.com.